Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Jacket and Scotty Scheffler, along with the low amateur Neil Shipley. Fred, you know how important the amateur participation is to the history of this tournament. You played in it three times yourself. What a performance by Neil this week to be here in Butler Cabin, to be recognized.
It is, Jim. We've had five great amateurs who competed this week, and we congratulate Neil in carrying on this great tradition. Neil, you played very well the entire tournament, and we're paired today with one of the legends of the Masters, Tiger Woods. What was that like today, playing with Tiger?
Very special. It's a day that I'm going to cherish forever. He was great to me out there, and to have all the patrons out there rooting both of us on was phenomenal.
Neil Shipley, what a week, what a weekend.
Come on, man.
Wow. From Mount Lebanon, Central Catholic, went to James Madison, graduated in 3 years of a four-year program, and then got his master's at Ohio State. And his golf coach at Central is a familiar name. Corey O'Connor happens to be the county controller, many years on city council. Corey, I can't imagine how you felt with your protege, Neil Shipley. Good morning.
Good morning. It was an emotional Sunday night watching him on TV. And then, you know, I sat at my mom's house all Sunday morning, and I had it on my phone, and you just saw shot for shot him walking with Tiger Woods. And I remember you guys interviewed me on my drive there. And it was just to watch him walk those, you know, hallowed grounds, and you're standing there watching your kid, and the other kid you coached is right there caddying. It was a surreal moment for me, and it was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, the caddy's name. So obviously a teammate and friend and a Central grad as well.
Yeah, Carter Pitcairn. So it was actually funny. When Carter was a freshman, Neil was a senior, and they both lived out in Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon. So Neil, every day from school, would drive him there. Then after golf matches, they'd either drive to the range and practice. So Neil made up for it. After all those years of giving Carter free rides, you know, he forced Carter to carry his bag for 7 days. So, you know, he got a little something out of him. But, yeah, they were on our second state championship team together. So it was pretty neat.
The Wall Street Journal yesterday, Scotty Scheffler won the Masters. So did Neil and Carter. The coverage of Neil in this epic journey has been amazing. Are you kind of astounded by it, sir?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, it was actually funny. And me being not only a former golf coach, but, you know, loving the game of golf, I got up Sunday morning to start watching Neil, and I didn't even know who was winning the golf tournament. And, you know, every other year I could tell you who the top five is going into Sunday at Augusta. But it was just, I think how he plays, how he's relatable to people, and that he shows emotion, and the story of two high school friends doing this really captures a lot of people. And I will say, I think the Pittsburgh side of it, as we all do in Pittsburgh, root for somebody from Pittsburgh, really added to the national level. As we were walking, you know, I was walking, and there were Central alumni coming up that Friday that were all there. Marty, how all us, these Central guys got in, I still have no idea. But
come on, man. They climbed the fence.
They did.
Come on, man.
I think somebody was dressed up as security, and then he just walked in. But it was actually pretty funny that all of these Central guys were reaching out. You know, you heard go Pittsburgh, you know, go Steelers, all that
did
stuff.
Did you?
412. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it was funny. On number 8 after Neil birdied with Tiger on Sunday. There was a big Go Central, and somebody texted it to everybody.
No.
So it's pretty cool that, you know, people are yelling that while you're there. And, you know, when I was there Friday, I was so nervous. I was, you know, picking up grass and just worried about every shot used to when I coached them. But, you know, he was so mature. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. And, you know, there's little nuances that, you know, we taught, but you could still see that he did it and he knew to do it. You know, when you're 50 yards away and those hills and humps, he would walk all the way up to the hole, look at what's going on, come back to his ball and hit the shot. Now, that's a mature golfer, and it was just something unique that you just stood there and I didn't have to tell him to do it. His high school, you know, his Ohio State coach, Carter, didn't tell him to do it. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Corey O'Connor joining us. Hey, man, what happens now? I'm curious.
What's next?
How does he turn pro? How does that happen? It's confusing to me, and I'm also intrigued by this.
Yeah, so he has another major to play in because he qualified last year. So he will play in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, and there's going to be another Central crew going down. Well, I'm only going for one day. I'm going Thursday to Pinehurst this year. So after he plays in that, because the amateur status allows him to play in that, he'll then probably turn pro after that. Now, being the low am at the Masters, he also gets to skip one stage of Q school. Now, there are a number of stages of Q school, and Q school is how you earn a PGA Tour card. So he gets that benefit there. So my guess would be after the U.S. Open, there would be some discussion of turning pro after that.
Incredible, Corey, and I can't imagine how emotional and how proud you must be of Neil and in the fact that they represented us. I just on paper, if I told Neil when he was a freshman at Central, someday, Neil, you're going to play on Sunday in Augusta at the Masters
with Tiger Woods
and beat him.
So true, Larry.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was one kid that would say, yeah, I bet that could happen.
Oh, nice.
You know,
nice.
He always thought, and I always told everybody this, you know, his freshman year, he, you know, his dad even said this story. We had tryouts at Champion Lakes and he dropped them off, and he was worried he was not going to make the varsity his freshman year. And he made it all 4 years, clearly. And, you know, with him, we won 2 states and 3 Whitfields.
Wow.
But then his sophomore year, we started putting him out as the number one guy. And what that means is you're sort of setting the tone for the rest of the match with the team. And he always liked to be in that showgun sort of spot. And you could tell, I mean, if you're playing, well, one round at Augusta, whether you're with Tiger or not, there's a lot of pressure. So you want to push yourself to play with the best. And that's what he did. And then to be able to perform like that on Sunday with Tiger Woods, national audience watching, you know, it shows that you can play with anybody. And I think, you know, he has that in his head, and the more he keeps pushing himself, the better he's going to get even into the future.
Hey, man, I got to ask you this before you go. There was a lot of reporting that Tiger handed him a note before they finished.
But then he was asked about it. And
he said there wasn't. Is that accurate? Was there a note or what?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Carter and Neil yesterday morning. They were driving to the airport, and there was no note.
Oh.
And even the hole the guy was talking about on number 8, if you watched how they played the hole, Neil was a slight brag, but he was left side in the fairway, and Tiger was right of the bunker in the tree.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't really know what he was talking about. I think, you know, when Neil looked kind of to the right, to say, like, that's a weird question with his eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's where everybody kind of picked up on something. And look, you know, if Tiger handed him, and Neil said this before, if Tiger handed him his phone number to call him, Neil would tell everybody, hey, I got Tiger Woods' phone number. You know, like, I don't think there was anything there. And, you know, that's what I have told, that there was nothing.
Part of
there.
The lore. Thanks,
well,
brother.
Next time we'll see him at the U.S. Open in June and at Pinehurst. Corey O'Connor, appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Tell your mom we said hi, brother. I love her.
Will do. She's at home hanging in there, but
love
she got
her,
to see some of the Masters. So.
All right, man.
Love her. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, that's an incredible story.
His mom was, when I saw her, I wanted to hug her because she reminded me of my mother.
Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah, man.
If you want to reach out, you can. The Spell Key Instant Access, just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com.
I want to mention something that's happened in our lives, and Larry's familiar with it, and I'm familiar with it. We're not going to mention names because it wouldn't be kind. In the last 6 months, two very high-profile cases. One of the cases involves someone in the media, and this is no exaggeration. And another is a case of a guy that we both love, Larry and myself, and his wife. And we're not going to name their names because we're not, but it's relevant to you folks, and I wanted to kind of make you aware of this. And I'm not trying to freak people out here. I'm just trying to tell you that this happens. Two different cases, two different people we know very well, went to the dentist, had their teeth cleaned, right? Right. And through the use of the instruments in their mouth, whether they were unsanitized or not sanitized properly, and bacteria gets into their blood, and then an infection attacks their heart, and I'm gonna read what it's called. Bacterium endocarditis, and I apologize if it's mispronounced, but by definition, oral bacteria gets into the bloodstream and settles on the heart valves, right?
Yes.
And I just want to tell folks this because I think one of the folks had to have all of their heart valves replaced, and the other woman, one was a guy, one was a woman, she had to have open heart surgery last week. Now, they're both in recovery, and they're both, it looks like they're going to be okay, but Larry, had you ever heard of anything like this before this happened?
No.
No.
Then I realized somebody I know very well takes, because of a concern, takes antibiotics.
Yes.
Just for that reason when they go for a checkup and cleaning.
And again, I'm not trying to freak people out, but...
Well, we should get some more detail on this because it is very unsettling when you hear something like this. When a healthy person otherwise is healthy... just goes to the dentist, and then you wonder, well, how did this happen?
And if you have all the reason why I wanted to mention this, I don't want to freak everybody out because it's very, very rare. And the vast majority of these cases have pre-existing conditions. So my point is, before you get your teeth cleaned or work done the next time, just ask your doctor, do I need to take antibiotics? My son's having oral surgery next week, and we asked the doctor, should he take antibiotics?
That's a good question. And yep. What'd the doc say?
No. He's a young man. He's very healthy. He has no pre-existing. But if you're older, like myself or anyone else out there with pre-existing conditions, and you're having some kind of oral surgery or even your teeth cleaned, I'm not picking on dentists at all. It's rare, but we have two cases now in the last 6 months. So just be careful. Talk to your doctor.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Your Pittsburgh Penguins did their job last night. The regular season came to an end at PPG Paints Arena. Marty was in attendance.
It was wonderful.
And connected with Penguins president Kevin Acklin. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing Kevin. Good. I'm sorry, Larry. Hey, Kevin, it's amazing. How many games are in a season, Kevin?
41 home games, 82 regular season. I'm at everyone at home and about half on the road. And I got to tell you, the energy last night, the fan base, Marty, you were there with us,
yeah.
Family and mine. And, it's, you know, the team's, doing really well. I think we have one loss in the last 12 games.
Wow.
So they're really peaking hard and doing everything we can, what we can control, but we need a little help tonight. We're leaving today. We're going to play the Islanders for the last regular season game. We got two teams ahead of us, the Wings and the Caps. We need them both to lose tonight, either in regulation or overtime. And if that happens, then tomorrow is we control our destiny that game. So,
hey, Kevin, this is a cliche, isn't it, Larry? But you say it comes down to one game. It's hard to imagine that in a season this long, if they would have won one more game, right, Kevin?
I'm sure.
You know, it's when you're at this point, it's hard not to think of those games back when we lost the teams that we should have, you know, beaten our sleeves, so to speak. But, you know, this team is, you know, we had some ups and downs this season, and some of those downs are biting us here as we get in, to the final game ahead of us. But coaches, Sid played another incredible game last night. Ned and goal. Carlson had a great game last night. The whole team was there. The young guys, the bottom six, we call them, they're all stepping up. And, you know, I've never in my entire life, 47 years on this earth, have ever rooted for the Flyers. But tonight I will be. We need them. We need the Flyers, to beat the Caps and the Canadians to beat the Wings. Canadians were up 4-1 last night over the Wings in the third period. And God bless, you know, kudos to the Wings for coming back and winning in overtime and putting themselves back in playoff contention. So it's like March Madness for hockey.
Here we go. Yeah, big night, and then we'll see what happens. In the meantime, one of the coolest traditions in sport is the shirts off, you're there back, and that played out last night. I watched that on TV where the players literally give the shirts off their backs to some lucky fans.
Yeah, that's always a tradition. We've done that for years, going back to the old barn at the Civic Arena. And it's just really good to see the guys come on the ice and the players, meet the fans right there, near center ice. And I don't know if you saw the one guy come out in front of Sid, and he sort of bowed down.
Yes.
Like we all would.
I love that.
Yes.
But the guys love it. You know, during COVID, we weren't able to do it, the way that we'd like to. But we're back, in person, of course, and that's a nice send-off. So, we'll be hitting the plane here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, going to Long Island, and, we'll be coming out, guns blazing tomorrow for a win, and let's hope we get some help tonight.
Hey, man, Pittsburghers are cynics by nature, very parochial as well. And so when the Fenway group comes in, this cynics say they're going to screw up the team, quite the contrary. I don't go to a lot of events, as everybody knows here, but I'm blown away what they've allowed you, giving you carte blanche in terms of making that an even more amazing place to watch a game. Is that fair?
It is, yeah. So the ownership group at Fenway, we're now in our second season under their control. And I can tell you, they're great owners. They really push us to put the fans first. Last summer, we shut the arena down for a month, and we put over $20 million into the building. They told me to basically put in the biggest screen we can that the roof would hold. And, it's all about game entertainment. We want people to come to the arena and feel good and spend time with their families and hopefully see a Pens win. But even if we don't come away with a win, we want them to be entertained. And that's everything that if you look at their ownership of the Red Sox and Liverpool, they commit to win, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're putting me to work to make sure that the fans are entertained and the team has everything that it needs to win. And that's what we're here to do.
Well, you've certainly done that.
It's
the
cool
atmosphere, the whole experience is second to none in sports. So congratulations on that. We got our fingers crossed for you guys tonight.
And, Hold on, though. I got to ask him this, Larry, before he goes. There are folks out there who would suggest that they want them not to make the playoffs, so you blow up the team. What do you say about that?
Not at all. No, we're competitors. Every player in that locker room is committed, to winning now. There are realities of where we are as a team and getting older and the like that, we'll have to address in the long run. But, this team, if this team gets in the playoffs, the energy's there. I mean, look at some of the quotes last night from Malkin and others. They believe in themselves, and that's what a winning team needs to be. And that's, where we are right now coming into our final game of the season.
Well, they've been a blast to watch, especially in the last 3 weeks here. So, we'll see what happens, Kev. Safe travels to New York, and hopefully it works out our way.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your support. Let's go, Pens.
Thank you, sir.
President of your Pittsburgh Penguins, Kevin Acklin.
I really like his wife.
Thanks to his support for Warmathon, because hosted some of our contributors and donors.
He's amazing. He never says no. He gave his – he has a suite there that, 20 people, and he donated it to them because he cares about making a difference. Really cool.
This is the Big K Morning Show.
My brother, this is one of those stories that gives me a rash. And I love this town. It is my town. It's Larry's town. We grew up here. We love so much about it. What I don't like about it is this parochialism. Using Mount Washington as an example, where the old timers won't allow an apartment building to go up. Using this piece of land with this massive former Westinghouse Research and Technology Park as an example in Churchill. They blew this, quite frankly. Amazon wanted to come in here, spend $400 to $600 million, create 2,000 to 3,000 jobs and millions of dollars in a tax base. And the old timers out there said, to hell with it, I don't want to hear trucks in my neighborhood. And I wanted to grab Rich Fitzgerald, who is so in touch with trying to step forward rather than backward, to talk about how we can do this better in the future. Fitz, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's interesting. I mean, we certainly have seen how retail has changed. I remember years ago we'd get excited when they were going to build a new mall. We're watching the deconstruction now of Century 3. When that came about, that was such a big deal.
Yep.
Well, retail has changed. People aren't going to shop like they did. It's these distribution and logistics centers which are popping up, but they also provide a lot of jobs. We watched this in Churchill. It was very disappointing. You mentioned some of the numbers, a couple thousand jobs and a tax base that really is needed in a community. It's also a little bit of the tale of something else. At the very same time, North for Sales was going through this. They rolled out the red carpet. It never made the news. And now there's hundreds of jobs in North for Sales, a community that also needed a tax base. And Amazon is there. They're happy. They're doing all their things. And so it just depends where you go. But sometimes there are obstacles that these developers have to overcome.
It seemed a little short-sighted, though, for an area that's looking to increase their tax base, create jobs, and all of those positives. I understand there were some negative in terms of traffic, but however, the bigger picture is they lost out on a big opportunity, I think.
I don't disagree. And what was interesting is the borough council of Churchill supported it.
Right.
They sat down with the developer. They sat down with the company, worked out things that they wanted to see, whether it be traffic, whether it be noise, whether it be some of the jobs, job training, things along those lines. They came to an agreement, and I give that borough council a lot of credit. It wasn't them that turned it down. It was some other folks in the community that went against it. And every community is different, and that's something you see with developers, where they're going. Marty mentioned Mount Washington. There's been issues in other neighborhoods and other communities around the region. It sometimes becomes difficult. With this facility now, it's a great location because you're right on the parkway. You're right near the turnpike. You've got some remediation that's going to have to be done after Westinghouse was there for many years. It's also sat vacant for a couple of decades, and we know what kind of degradation can happen when a property sits vacant that long.
Rich Fitzgerald, the Southwest PA Commission. What makes us great also hurts us sometimes, the old-fashioned way of thinking in Pittsburgh. How do we collectively change that, Fitz? Because we both live it. How do we change it?
I don't know that you're ever going to change it, but I think you've got to figure out how to work with it and work around it. And I think in many development communities now, you start to see the developers sit down with the local officials, with the local community, and try to get a sense, a taste of what they're going to go through. I think in this case right now, it's going to be difficult. I see they're putting it out for bid to sell it now. There may be some people that may feel a little bit leery about coming into a community, not wanting to go through that again. So that's going to be one more challenge that the folks at that in that community are going to face.
It's frustrating as hell, man. It's one of the biggest empty lots in this region, and it's frustrating.
It could be a gold mine.
It could.
This location.
But nobody wants – what he's saying is so true, Larry. Why would you come in there and buy that, dump several hundred million dollars into it, and have these folks stand in the way of doing anything? Because they like being poor. I'm just saying. Gets old. Hey, before you go, I got to mention your daughter. She has an incredibly successful business set up to facilitate this new explosion in women in sports. Did she even imagine? Did you ever imagine what's happening right now in women's basketball, Fitz?
No, it really is incredible. And I know, obviously, Larry and I first met each other way back when watching women's basketball.
Right.
And last night they had the draft.
Yep.
And it looked like the NFL draft. I mean, you had all the pomp and circumstance and the big announcements. Obviously, Caitlin Clark was the first woman drafted. And the fact that they outranked their ratings were actually higher than the championship game of the men's NCAA was incredible. So there's a lot going on there, and I give her a lot of credit. She's working hard, and I think she's found the right time where the market is there for women's sports. And I know they're working. The Penguins are talking about, you know, potentially bringing Kevin Acklin this team, bring women's hockey sport here, professional women's hockey.
Possible WNBA team. They're going to add another franchise. It's very exciting. What's the name of her business, Fitz, before you go?
Goals Marketing. And she was in Cleveland for the Final Four and, you know, got to cover and be part of all that excitement. And, you know, we know what sports can be. I think most of us in Pittsburgh love sports.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you know, we've only had men's sports, you know, the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, which we all love. It'd be great to have a women's sports team here that we could root for and be part of. And, you know, the other thing is seeing that draft last night, I think we're going to get this draft in a couple years, the NFL draft, Steelers are working hard on that, and we're all behind that. And talk about economic impact, Marty. That will have millions and millions of dollars into this region if we can pull that off.
We should get it.
So much fun.
By the way, there's a great exhibit at the Heinz History Museum, the sports, about women who have made a difference in this town in sports. So highly recommend it. Rich, thank you.
Thanks, Fitz.
All right, guys. Check in later. Thanks.
Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.